This morning's public reading comes from John chapter 4 this morning, verses 39 to 42 only. John chapter 4, we're going to be reading here in verses 39 to verse 42. This is God's word. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, that's Jesus, for the saying of the woman, which, what? Testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And Jesus abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Amen. We're going to entitle this, The Impact of One. The Impact of Simply One Person. And in this case, of all things, a woman. Remember what we've learned about ancient customs here and ancient history, even amongst God's ancient covenant people at the time. Women cannot give any evidence in a courtroom procedure because it was automatically assumed the woman would never tell the truth. And so the testimony of a woman was to be rejected, not even sought after. Okay? And again, it was women who found the tomb empty. It was women who ministered to Jesus, Luke chapter 8, verse 1. It was women who went back and told the disciples, He is risen. It was women who brought forth that good news, if you will. Mary, who was the vessel by which the Son of God comes into this world, was what? A woman. Well, what do we find here? Well, this woman, in haste, drops her water pitcher and runs back to her city. And while that was transpiring, that's when the disciples were coming back from downtown with some food that they were told to go buy. And remember, the Bible tells us that even they thought it was strange that he was talking with a woman. Furthermore, we have another thing here. We have an ethnic tension. What did the woman tell Jesus? You, a Jew, speaking to me, a Samaritan? We had that mental block that these were people who were not Jews, but Jews mixed with a whole lot of Gentile baggage going all the way back to the Assyrian exile in the 700 BC era. Now, did you catch something? Jesus is going to hang around for 2 days. His disciples are also with him. And more likely, they had that stigma about the Samaritans. Do you think they felt a little bit uncomfortable, the 12 disciples? Remember, the woman said to him, You being a Jew, speak to me, a Samaritan. And we are also told elsewhere in the Gospels that Jesus, on one occasion, had to go right through Samaria while his contemporaries would have gone far out of their way not to even traverse into Samaria, lest they become ceremoniously unclean. Where were the disciples all this time? Now, they're not mentioned, and this is the only story of the woman of the well is only found in John's Gospel, so you're stuck with this narrative, but we do know that there were the 12 disciples came back with food. If they were there, can you imagine the culture shock that Jesus put his disciples in during that 2 days that we read about in verse 40? Many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman. Notice the impact of just one person. One person who's willing to what? Simply testify to the truth. And what was that truth? Jesus told me all that ever I did. Jesus was able to peer into the inner reaches of my soul and tell me all that I ever did, and all that I ever did would have destroyed me forever. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, so now because of her and because of their response, the townsfolk come out. So he's not in the city yet. He's outside, apparently. They besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of what? His word. Now we're currently looking, or we just finished up in Sunday school, we considered the kingdom parables. And the first parable that Jesus gives right out of the gate is the parable of the sower. We have four people who hear the gospel, and we examine to some degree, not exhaustively, but to some degree, four responses to that gospel message. And the first three responses were a total strikeout. And the only one that actually bore fruit was the one that was described as having good ground, who heard the gospel, understood it, and received it. Not only received it, but let it have its effect within their lives by bearing fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him. They basically pleaded with him. They begged him to stay around. And he took 2 days out of his calendar. And many more believed because of Jesus' words. So notice, the woman becomes this bridge between Jesus and the townspeople. Now remember, she had 5 ex-husbands, and now she's living with a man who's not her husband. How many of those men were part of this group of believers? We're not told. But nonetheless, they were part of the city that did come out to welcome Jesus. Now, they said unto the woman, now we believe. Wow, further confirmation. Not because of what you said. And this is beautiful. We heard him ourselves. What would it have been like to have heard the literal voice of Jesus fall upon your ears? What you know now, and if you could go back in a time machine with what you know now, what would it have been like to have heard those words? Sometimes we need to read that several times, okay, to really get the punch, for we have heard him ourselves. And notice, they heard. And now they understand, to the point they say, we know that this is indeed Christ, the Savior of the world. John 17:3, church. What is salvation? It is to know the Father and the one whom the Father has sent. And what do you find here? You find salvation. What does it say? We know that this is indeed Messiah, the Savior of the world. They didn't know that 3 days earlier, because he spent 2 days with them. 3 days, 4 days earlier, they didn't have that knowledge. They would have viewed Jesus with some suspicion, since he was a Jew walking through their neighborhood, when they knew Jews would take the long route not to contaminate themselves with the dust on Samaritans' feet, on the dust of Samaria on their feet. Well, beloved, the impact of one. Never say that you are nothing in God's kingdom. There may be a day and a time when your life is actually going to be the major impact in someone's life. And maybe that one lone person in all of your life and their life is going to cross, and they're going to intersect in time and space. And you're going to have the right words for the right time, for the right situation. And you will impact that life forever. The impact of just one person. Well, may the Lord choose to bless his word. Amen.